Good morning. I'd like to call the September 24th, 2019 meeting of the Marine Resources Commission to order. I'd like to welcome you here at this time. If you would please stand for the invocation led by Mr. Ed Tankard, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, which will be led by Mr. Wayne France.
Lord, let us pray. In an age in which mankind has such tremendous influence over our natural world, it is our responsibility to be proactive stewards of the beautiful gifts that you have bestowed upon us. We are thankful for staff's efforts to make this meeting possible. We ask for thoughtful testimony and decisions. Further, we ask for the safety of our Marine, police, and watermen. For this, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Go all return, face the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, gentlemen. Again, I'd like to welcome everyone here to the Marine Resources Commission. At this time, I'd like to have our newly appointed Chief of Fisheries Management, Mr. Pat Gear, come forward. He's got some new staff he'd like to introduce.
Good morning, Commissioner and members of the Commission. I'm the new Chief, and we've had a lot of new staff come in the last 6 months, and I'd like them all to come up here and introduce them.
To say it's not a few. We've been doing I have sat in over 10 interview panels since I've come here in the last 18 months, so it's but a good group of folks. I'll start with Summer Smott, who's came to us from, she's originally from Michigan, and she came here from Miami, Florida, where she was working in the Everglades, and she has a master's from the University of Miami and a bachelor's from Michigan State University. She's a water polo player, which I found impressive. We found that out. Her background is in marine mammals, bioacoustics, and fisheries ecology, and she'll be working on croaker, spot, Jonah crabs, and charter captain issues. And next to her is Olivia Phillips. She just started. She's a soon-to-be VIMS graduate. She's going to be defending this month,
December.
She'll be defending. And her work there is on juvenile striped bass and climate issues. And she'll be working on a number of things for us. She'll be working on Spanish mackerel, spotted sea trout, working with Andrew on some oyster issues, and developing a new commercial cobia reporting system for commercial fishery that we'll have to do for ASMFC. Next, okay, I'm going to skip you and go to Kaylee, okay? Kaylee is one of our new employees. She just started on the 10th. She's a mandatory reporting technician. She comes to us from Phoebus High School, and she just started, and she's working in mandatory reporting. And who's down there? Okay. The last two new employees down at the end, we had an excellent working relationship with Cynthia Jones, Dr. Jones at Old Dominion, for well over 20 years.
Who was on this commission and served admirably.
And Cynthia Jones was on my committee when I was in grad school, so I was very proud of the fact that she's decided to retire. She's not retired yet, but she's in the process of going that route. And she wanted her lab to come here, to come to BMRC, and she wanted the staff to come here as well. So we worked very hard. We thought it would be a really easy transition. Well, nothing is easy when you figure that one. But we worked very hard on that. We built a lab over here. If you haven't seen it, when you get a chance, we have a wet lab and a dry lab over there with the otoliths in it. But we were very proud and honored to get Hank Lau, who is the manager of that lab for the last 15 years. He has a good background on aging. He's developed a lot of great techniques. His website is used world-renowned, and he sits on our the Stock Assessment Committee for striped bass. And Jessica Gilmore is the technician in the lab, and I was really impressed with her when we went through this process because she was saying, no, do it this way. This is the way we do it. And the lab went up with her help and our staff working, and we got the lab completely built in just a few months. So if you get a chance, go back and take a look at it. And so we're going to be doing all the work the Cynthia Jones group has done. They're all incorporated here. We're going to have a few college kids that are going to be working with us as well, part-time working in the lab. So they're coming on board, and we're very proud of that. We have a few new promotions too as well. Jonathan DePoss recently got promoted to a planner in mandatory reporting. And we also have, we have Ethan Simpson, who he's not here today. He's working on other issues. He's just got promoted to the biological sampling program supervisor. So we've had a lot of changes in fishery. When Rob O'Reilly announced his retirement, I said, "We finally got staff up. Now we're losing, we're losing the trunk is what we're losing, and now we have to start over." But the deputy chief is vacant, and that closes soon, and we hope to get that filled and finally be up to full force with our staff. And we've got a great, young, energetic staff, and I'm excited to work with them.
So. Great job, Pat. Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you, sir. At this time, we have the agenda. Are there any additions, corrections, or deletions to the agenda by members of staff or members of the commission? Mr. Watkinson.
Commissioner, the applicant's agent has asked that item 2B be pulled. That's the case for King City County Stormwater Division. Will not be heard this
month. Item 2B. So noted. Any other? Mr. Gear.
Commissioner, staff asked that issue 14 be removed pertaining to Spanish and King Mackerel. And the reason for this is that we found out yesterday both Maryland and North Carolina are keeping their state waters open to commercial Spanish mackerel harvest as a bycatch fishery, even though the federal waters closed on August 24th. In addition, I found out that ASMSC is going to be addressing a bycatch allowance, an addendum for an allowance in state waters at their October meeting. So staff feels at this time it's probably prudent to not address this issue.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions? Okay. From a logistical perspective as well, items number 10 and 13 will be heard after lunch. That's items 10 and 13. That's all the additions, corrections, and deletions. The chair will entertain a motion.
I move we approve the agenda as amended.
Motion made by Mr. Zedrin to approve the agenda as amended. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Minor. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously.